We'll now proceed with public testimony on Senate Bill 154. Any proponents?
Mr. Chairman, Tom Barnett, State Bar. You'll notice that 154 is been shortened up by about 75%, and I'll explain why. The history behind Senate Bill 154 which started out as a consumer protection. There is no definition of the practice of law in the state of South Dakota. As a result, we have to use the common law or case law every time we as a profession take a look at conduct to try to ascertain whether or not is conduct that needs to be licensed as a lawyer. We have people out there who are not lawyers who are taking advantage of consumers. They in effect are practicing law in our opinion. They're charging fees and they are creating significant problems for your constituents. I have a limited budget. We have the authority, the state bar has the authority to litigate civilly and seek injunctive relief to stop the conduct. The problem is that that's expensive, even for lawyers. The average case runs us anywhere from $5,000 to $7,000. So I can only afford to step in because when somebody gets in trouble, they call my office and say, "Well, I paid so and so company or individual $2,000 for this trust document, and now we've got all these problems." And so we'll litigate that. We've never lost a civil case, but we spend a lot of money doing it. And I can only with the budget constraints that I have, I can only handle about one of those a year. And there's a lot more problems out there than that. In those cases, then, they have to hire their own lawyer, a private lawyer, to seek both to get their money back and secondly, and more importantly, to cure the problems that have been created. For instance, there are some people who have been put in irrevocable trusts, which by definition can never be revoked, and there are inherent conflicts and problems in there and within the trust instrument because it wasn't prepared properly, and the property transferred into the trust wasn't done properly, and the title to real property is erroneous. And so how do you fix an irrevocable trust? Well, we've been fortunate because there's another statute that says that documents and pleadings that are prepared by a non-lawyer are a nullity. And we've used that to convince circuit judges that they can, even in irrevocable situations, nullify, or in Latin terms, nunc pro tunc, and allow those victims to go back in time and undo the mistakes that were done. Now, there's also a criminal statute. And I can tell you that, to the best of my knowledge, I can only find one case in the history of the state of South Dakota where a person has been prosecuted for the unauthorized practice of law. One case. And I think that the prime sponsor, Representative Manson, can explain in greater, probably with greater persuasion than I. The problem is it's a Class 2 misdemeanor. These are complex trials. The same evidence that cost me $5,000 to $6,000 to get relief for those victims is the same evidence that the prosecutor has to have and present in order to secure a conviction. And frankly, we can't get state's attorneys all that fired up to spend a day or two of their time trying a complex Class 2 misdemeanor. So when we looked at it, when we looked at trying to define the practice of law, we also looked at the penalty, and we compared. I just quickly took a look, and the unauthorized practice of medicine, this legislature said, is deemed to be a Class 1 misdemeanor. And I thought, well, we ought to be on the same footing, because they're both doing harm. When an unauthorized person practices medicine, people get hurt, and then doctors have to step in and they spend money fixing it. And the same's true from a consumer protection standpoint on the unauthorized practice of law. The balance of the bill was the attempt to define it. And we had a special committee set up. They looked at the definitions that exist in other states. In some states, they do it by Supreme Court rule. The Supreme Court defines it. Our committee made a policy decision and said we ought to come to the legislature because this legislature defines the other professions, so we brought it here. The Judiciary Committee on the Senate side sent it out 7-0. But then questions started to arise. The committee had tried to anticipate every other profession that's out there doing work, whether they be title insurance, whether they be accountants. And so we started adding the list that as long as they were licensed by authorization of the legislature and regulated, we're not trying to put anybody out of business that's already licensed and operating. But then questions came up like, well, constituents call me all the time and ask me what's the law on the school aid formula. Am I practicing law when I answer that? And I said, no, you're not. You always have the First Amendment right of speech, and this is not an attempt to keep a legislator from talking with their constituent. And then other questions started coming. And frankly, when those we held it up on the Senate side because on the floor, because of those questions, and finally I went to the Senate prime and I said, I can't ask my friends in the Senate to vote on that portion of the bill when they still have those kinds of questions. And so what I did is I kept a list of all the questions that they had, and I said, gut the bill, keep the misdemeanor one because we need that for the consumer protection, but secondly, gut it, get rid of it. I'll go back to the drawing board, to that committee with all the questions that were raised on the Senate side and tell them, redraft it and make it tighter and answer these kinds of questions so that I can bring it back. And that in essence is the genesis of 154 and why it's shorter, because they could have done a better job of drafting, I guess. And I'll be happy to answer questions.
Any further proponents of Senate Bill 154?
Mr. Chairman, excuse me, members of the committee, my name is Chuck Schroyer. I appear here this morning on behalf of the South Dakota Land Title Association. These are the folks that are your local abstractor. They sell title insurance. They run the abstract companies throughout the state. They were very concerned, obviously, about the original version of 154 for reasons that are fairly apparent if you've read that bill. I'm appearing here this morning only to tell you that we are satisfied with the amendment and the bill in its present form. Our group has offered to be part of the effort, hopefully over the interim, to draft something that would be acceptable to the bar and to our membership, as well as the other groups that Mr. Barnett mentioned, and so we have no problem with the bill. You may have heard from your local abstractor, because a lot of them were contacting legislators directly, and I just wanted you to know that the association, in its present form, has no opposition to this bill.
Any further proponents of Senate Bill 154? Any proponents? Any opponents to Senate Bill 154? Any opponents? If not, we'll close the committee from public testimony for committee discussion and or action. And I'm going to ask Representative McCauley to read what the exception is under 1618.2.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. 1618.2 is appearance of non-resident attorneys. Basically allows certain attorneys who aren't licensed to practice here in South Dakota to appear here if they comply with certain rules and regulations.
Any comments or discussion on Senate Bill 154 from the committee? Representative Siebert.
Representative McCauley. On page 2, where they talk about legislative, does that mean as a lobbyist up here, you have to be an attorney?
You got the wrong version, I believe.
Oh, that is shortened up, then. I don't
this
have
right
that.
Here. I'm going to let Representative read that to them. Okay, Representative Representative Hennings, do you have a discussion or point?
I just move do pass.
Okay. Second. Motion made by Hennings, second McCauley on a do pass motion. Any discussion or comment on the do pass motion? If not, Secretary, call the roll.
Representative Bartling?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Hennings?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Madsen?
Aye.
McCauley?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Marshall?
Aye.
Nachtigall? Siebert?
Aye.
Belandra? Michaels? Brown?
Aye. Senate Bill 154, due to pass the committee on a vote of 11 yeas, no nays, and two not voting, and will be presented to the House. The